We're just a few days out from Halloween, meaning some of us might be going to our local haunted house or watching our favorite creepy movies.
Places like that old abandoned house or dark forest, they're just plain scary. But what exactly makes us so uneasy?
Our next guest says the answer lies in our evolution, and that's part of the reason we seek them out anyway.
Frank McAndrew is a professor of psychology at Knox College in Illinois. There, he specializes in environmental psychology and studying creepiness. I talked with him earlier today. Frank, let's start in the woods at night. Tell us what we can learn from that kind of experience. Take us there.
Well, the woods at night was always a bad place for human beings. And you can all the way go back to the Grimm's fairy tales with Hansel and Gretel and a variety of other stories. We always wanted to impress on our children why you don't go there. And actually, one of the theories about why we sleep is that it was adaptive just because it kept us out of trouble at night when we couldn't see what was going on and there were a lot of predators around. So we don't like dark places where we can get lost, like the woods.
Gotcha. And there are a lot of creepy sounds that happen in the woods. How does that relate to the behaviors that we've developed as human beings?
Well, yes, there are a lot of noises. Some of them are animal noises. Some of them are vegetation rustling. And all of these can be signals that there's that we're not alone there. And right away, it was adaptive for us to always err on the side of assuming that it was something dangerous. Because if you get very cautious and attentive with rustling bushes, and it turns out that the wind is just blowing or there's a rabbit running around, well, you haven't really lost anything. But if you're walking through the woods and the bushes are rustling and you decide, it's probably just a rabbit, and then it's not, the cost of that can be pretty high. So we're the descendants of cowards, basically, people who always assumed the worst.
That seems really relatable. I understand why something that snaps a branch in the dark woods nearby would be concerning to me. It poses a threat. But creepy houses or just different spaces, they're not alive. They don't pose that immediate threat. So what's happening there when it comes to space?
Well, creepy houses didn't exist when we were evolving. So our caveman brains respond to any environment as if it's a natural environment. And so when we're walking around in a dark house, the equivalent of the snapping branch, the creaky stairs, the rustling curtains, all of those things press the same buttons in our brain that put us on our guard. And we don't like places that we don't feel protected in. We really like places where we feel like we can see what's going on and there's not a lot of hiding places for bad things. We don't like places where we can't see what's going on, and there are a lot of hiding places for bad things. The kinds of places we like have been described as a womb with a view, sort of a warm, protective place that we can look out of, but we feel like others can't see us. They're sometimes called places that we can see without being seen or eat without being eaten.
And you have really great examples of this. You talk about children playing in boxes, but you also mention how we like to sit at restaurants.
Sure. I mean, if you're like most people, when you walk into a restaurant and they give you a choice, would you like a cozy corner booth or do you want to sit right out there in the open at a table where you're surrounded by people on all sides? They don't actually say it that way, of course, but you're impression of the place is exactly that way. You always choose the cozy, secluded, comfortable place because that's a vestige of our comfort in those kinds of areas. And yeah, kids love building forts, playing in places where they feel hidden. And it's all part of the reason we don't like haunted houses where we feel exposed and there are eyes in the paintings following us around and we can't see around the next corner.
Frank McAndrew is a professor of psychology at Knox College in Illinois, where he specializes in environmental psychology. We're talking about how some spaces just seem creepy. Frank, talk to us about the idea of prospect and refuge being key to what makes a place feel safe or feel scary.
Yes, prospect and refuge are two of the fundamental psychological features of places. Prospect means you have the experience of feeling like You can survey your surroundings. You can see what's near you and what isn't. You can spot something that might be approaching you. Refuge, on the other hand, gives you the sense of being protected or enclosed. So we like places that are high in prospect and high in refuge for us, because that enables us to detect any threat that might be approaching us, and also feel like whatever it is that's threatening us can't see us. And there have been studies that have demonstrated that, in fact, when people are judging environments as being safe or not safe, the combination of prospect and refuge is the key ingredient to determine whether people feel safe there.
So let's draw the line then between prospect and refuge as we experience it in normal life and when we experience it in something like a haunted house. How do those two connect?
Well, the haunted house is designed intentionally to creep us out. So it has a floor plan that's confusing. It's dark. There are lots of hidden secret spaces, passageways and closets and attics and basements. And so it's sort of like our worst nightmare on steroids. And houses that are thought to be haunted houses are almost always old. And because they're old, that means that they have a history where things might have happened there. And they're not very legible. It's hard to see from one part of the house to the other. You don't usually see haunted houses represented in movies as these sort of modern open floor plan houses. You usually have to go through dark hallways and up and down creaky stairs. That all adds to the effect.
And it sounds like we're back to the idea that it's not necessarily the threat that scares us, but the fact that we can't tell whether a threat exists.
That's right. I like to make a distinction between being scared and being creeped out. When you're scared, you have identified the danger and you know what you're facing, and you usually know what you have to do to escape. So if you're being chased by a bear, or the house is on fire, or something like that, that's terrifying and it's scary, but it's different than being creeped out. Creeped out means you're not sure that there is something to worry about. And so you're walking around constantly on your guard, feeling very uneasy, wallowing in discomfort, because it could be nothing. Or it could be something, and it's the uncertainty that just drives you crazy. And you'd feel silly, like screaming and running out of a house if there's nothing to be afraid of. But on the other hand, if you should be screaming and running out of the house, you better get started. And so you're left kind of paralyzed, not knowing what to do.
Right. And sometimes the sound of an abandoned place or an old building can contribute to that?
Absolutely. The sound of what's called the hum, the constant sort of moan of wind going through the house, and you may not even register it as a sound. It's more of a feeling. But also, because you can't tell if you're alone in there or not, any sound that you do hear, that creak upstairs or a door that sounds like it's closing, if you believe in monsters and ghosts and things that might be in haunted houses, you immediately start racing through your attention capacity, trying to determine if that's the thing that's there. You're going to be less creeped out if you don't believe in those things.
So some of it is instinctual and some of it is just how, what I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. If you don't believe that something is possible, you're not going to worry about it. So if you do believe in ghosts, you're going to be more creeped out than the person that doesn't believe in ghosts when you're hearing and seeing the very same things.
Frank, we have to get to the why here. If it feels yucky, if it feels creepy, why do we keep going back to the movie theater when there's something scary on the screen?
Well, why indeed? When you think about it, we pay a lot of money to expose ourselves to things we'd avoid like the plague in real life. But I do think there's a method to the madness. I think we're programmed to want to be prepared for future calamities. And in the safety of a movie theater, you can watch other people dealing with serial killers and ghosts and other paranormal things. And you find yourself almost wanting to give them advice. You know, don't go into that room. No, don't open that door. And by seeing what happens to them as a result of what they do, we learn strategies, what works and what doesn't work, so that if you are faced with a serial killer or a ghost, maybe you'll be better prepared for it. I think we're interested in stories about people who have survived incredible ordeals like being lost in the wilderness for 2 weeks or surviving a shark attack for the very same reasons. We're fascinated by these stories, and we don't really consciously know why, but I think what's really going on is we're picking up valuable information. What if this happened to us? What would we do?
Okay, I can see that, but then what's our excuse for going to a haunted house?
Well, the haunted house, I think, gives you feedback about yourself. And I'm not saying you consciously go in there saying, well, I'm really going to learn something about myself here. You go in there because there's this impulse that's enjoyable and exciting, and you're a little bit on edge. But by finding out how you respond to different types of stimuli, by finding out what scares you and what doesn't, and how you handle a situation like that, knowledge about yourself can also be very valuable in future times of danger and calamity. And so we're learning something else that we might be able to use later on.
Frank, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Frank McAndrew is a professor of psychology at Knox College in Illinois. He talked with us about why some spaces like haunted houses or dark forests make us so uneasy.
You can let us know what you think about creepy places. Do you make it a point to go to your local haunted house this time of year? What's your favorite part of it? What do you like about being scared? Do you have a favorite spooky place in Wisconsin? You can email ideas@wpr.org or post on the Ideas Network Facebook page.